South Africa put the disappointment of the 2020 defeat behind them with a resounding win in the opening one international against Pakistan in Bloemfontein. Colin Ingram and A.B. de Villiers built on a solid start given them by Hashim Amla and Graham Smith to take the home side in 315 for 4 in their 50 overs. Rory Kleinveld and Ryan McLaren then helped South Africa bounce back from the good start the Pakistan's openers had given them. McLaren took 3 for 19 and Kleinveld 4 for 22 as the tourists lost regular wickets throughout and were eventually all out for 190 after just 36.2 overs. It was Ingram's third one-day century that dominated South Africa's innings, and then surprisingly been inserted by Pakistan captain Misbah Ul-Haq. However, Ingram was quick to pay tribute to the role that Smith and Amla had played when interviewed after the match. Those two dealt with a seaming ball and a good pair of opening spells from Pakistan's seam bowlers Junaid Khan and Umar Gul. Records tumbled on the third day of the first test in Gaul, with the draw now looking the most likely result following Mohammad Ashraful and Mushfiqur Rahim's mammoth unbroken fifth wicket stand. The pair batted throughout the final two sessions of the day, adding 261 in the process, as Bangladesh breezed past the follow-on target of 371 to close on 438 for 4. The day had begun with the tourists on 135 for 2, and for a while Mohammad Ul-Haq and Ashraful progressed with relatively few difficulties. However, Sri Lanka must have sensed their chance when they dismissed Mominal and new batsman Marmadullo in consecutive overs midway through the morning session. At that point, Bangladesh were 177 for 4, still almost 200 runs short of the follow-on target. However, Ashraful and Rahim barely offered a chance for the remainder of the day, as both reached three figures. The final session was where the record started to fall. Ashraful broke his own record of 158, set a new benchmark as the highest score by a Bangladeshi, while the partnership advanced past Tamim Iqbal and Junaid Khan's 2010 effort of 200, which is a national record for runs added for any wicket. Towards the end of the day, they also passed 416, Bangladesh's previous highest test total overseas. In other news from Sri Lanka, Bangladesh have announced an addition to their squad for the second test in Colombo, which begins on the 16th of March. Left-arm spinner Abdul Razak will join the squad, presumably with an eye to replacing Elias Sunny, who was disappointing during the Sri Lankan first innings. England successfully batted through the final day of the opening test against New Zealand in Dunedin to salvage a morale-boosting draw. Such a result looked a long way off when they were bowled out for 167 on day two, but after New Zealand declared on 460 for 9, England amassed 421 for 6 in their second innings. They had resumed the final day on 234 for 1, and with night watchman Stephen Finn on the way to a maiden test half century, were ahead by lunch. Jonathan Trott also added a half century, and although Neil Wagner picked up 3 wickets, England continued to bat until stumps were drawn. Australia had been dealt a blow ahead of the third test against India. Matthew Wade has hurt his ankle whilst playing basketball and is a serious doubt. The results of a scan will be announced tomorrow, with Brad Haddin on standby to fly over at short notice if the worst is revealed.